of developing and publishing Think and Grow Rich was itself a study in the principles he revealed. It may be telling that the manuscript of Outwitting the Devil was written the year after Think and Grow Rich was published, since this work may reveal the frustration and revelation of Hill's other self and how he conquered his frustrations and succeeded in using the very principles he described in Think and Grow Rich. Outwitting the Devil will reveal Hill's spiritual awakening and how each of us can learn from his encounter with the devil.
If you undertake this job, you should interview not only the few who have succeeded, but the many who have failed. You should carefully analyze many thousands of people who have been classified as failures, and I mean by the term failures, men and women who come to the closing chapter of life disappointed because they did not attain the goal which they had set their hearts upon achieving. As inconsistent as it may seem, you will learn more about how to succeed from the failures than you will from the so-called successes. They will teach you what not to do. Along toward the end of your labor, if you carry it through successfully, you will make a discovery which may be a great surprise to you. You will discover that the cause of success is not something separate and apart from the man, that it is a force so intangible in nature that the majority of men never recognize it, a force which might be properly called the other self. Noteworthy is the fact that this other self seldom exerts its influence or makes itself known, excepting at times of unusual emergency, when men are forced, through adversity and temporary defeat, to change their habits and to think their way out of difficulty. My experience has taught me that a man is never quite so near success as when that which he calls failure has overtaken him, for it is on occasions of this sort that he is forced to think. If he thinks accurately, and with persistence, he discovers that so-called failure usually is nothing more than a signal to rearm himself with a new plan or purpose. Most real failures are due to limitations which men set up in their own minds. If they had the courage to go one step further, they would discover their error.
Most real failures are due to limitations which men set up in their own minds. A negative mindset and self-doubt can be the primary obstacle to success. With the current economic downturn, far too many people who have all their life done everything right are now, for the first time, facing severe economic adversity. The greatest barrier to their recovery is their own fear and self-doubt instilled by their recent experience. Have you allowed the current economic downturn to overtake you? Have self-doubt and self-sabotage held you back from reaching your dreams? Are you your own worst enemy? In Think and Grow Rich, Hill told the story of R.U. Darby, a gold prospector. Frustrated when a rich vein of gold apparently ran out, Darby sold his gold claim for a pittance to the town junkman. The junkman brought in the right expert advisors and found that Darby would have rediscovered the vein had he moved his digging a mere 3 feet. Had Darby persevered, he would have made his fortune, but he gave up and abandoned his dreams when he was only 3 feet from gold. Rather than being crushed by his error, Darby learned from his experience and went on to build an insurance empire. Will you abandon your quest just before reaching great success, when you are only 3 feet from gold? You can listen to how many of today's icons persevered through difficult situations in the book 3 Feet from Gold.
Begin life anew. Mr. Carnegie's speech reshaped my entire life and planted in my mind a burning purpose which has driven me ceaselessly, and this despite the fact that I had but a vague idea as to what he meant by the term other self. During my labor of research into the causes of failure and success, I have had the privilege of analyzing more than 25,000 men and women who were rated as failures, and over 500 who were classed as successful. Many years ago, I caught my first glimpse of that other self Mr. Carnegie had mentioned. The discovery came, as he said it would, as the result of 2 major turning points of my life, which constituted emergencies that forced me to think my way out of difficulties such as I had never before experienced. I wish it were possible to describe this discovery without the use of the personal pronoun, but this is impossible because it came through personal experiences from which it cannot be separated.